This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Yesterday, I attended a Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District meeting. The meeting addressed concerns the district has about state funding, and state representative for the 95th District, Avery Bourne, was in attendance. Avery and I had a chance to catch up after the meeting.
I'm Avery Bourne, and I have the privilege of representing the 95th District and have had for 7 months. Before that, I grew up here in Montgomery County. My family's farmed in Montgomery and Christian County since about the Civil War, and so agriculture is certainly in my background. I grew up in 4-H, and so something close to my heart. I was at law school at Washington University in St. Louis when this opportunity came up, and I thought, this is the time to get involved in Illinois, especially if I want to live here in 20 years. So I came back. I applied for the position and was selected, and it's been an honor and a privilege ever since to serve and get to know the district even better and to represent everyone up in Springfield.
Well, it's certainly great to have you here today, and it's even more great to know that you're a local girl, and that's awesome that you'll be representing the local people. During this meeting, we were talking a lot about the soil and water and the state budget and things that are happening. What were your thoughts about the meeting?
It was such a great turnout. It's always good to hear from so many farmers and those who are involved in soil and water conservation here in Montgomery County, but also those who are just really concerned about the land and our future and how we can best be good stewards of that. So while it's very frustrating with the budget up in Springfield, it's really good to hear from people and their issues and also to get to know how I can best advocate for them in Springfield.
So could you tell us what's going on with the budget? We all know there's been a little bit of a holdup. What do you see is the cause of that? And do you think we will see a resolution or a solution soon and see a budget be put into place?
This is the first year in 12 years when the governor has said there will not be an unbalanced budget passed. And there was a budget passed that was about $36 billion in spending when we know we'll only have $32 billion coming in. So that budget was vetoed, and now we're back at the starting point saying, how can we best spend our money and where do our priorities lie? Unfortunately, it seems that it's a power struggle between kind of the entrenched interests who really want an unbalanced budget and to just spend irresponsibly, and those of us who are saying we can't continue to spend more money than we have and we need to have a responsible budgeting process. That's where we're at. It's too bad that it's a power struggle right now and it's not a discussion of how we can prioritize our spending and really best serve the interests in Illinois.
Do you foresee us having a budget in place by the end of this year?
I'm hopeful, but I was hopeful we'd have it done by the end of the summer, and that hasn't happened. But really, those of us who have gotten together and spoken, representatives up in Springfield, I think if we sat down, we could get a budget hammered out in a few days. So hopefully the leadership decides to do the same thing and come together and find compromise, because right now nobody is benefiting from this budget standoff.
And another topic that was discussed with the lack of the budget, the soil and water conservation districts are facing really tough times right now because they are not included in the budget. And there's some concern not only for those individuals' jobs, but also for farmers and more regulation that could come without those districts in place helping with the nutrient loss reduction strategy. What are your hopes or plans to do to help this situation? And is there anything that our listeners or farmers can do to help as well?
Sure, the soil and water conservation districts do a great job for our farmers and to keep our land the way it should be. I mean, they protect our land better than any government entity could come in and pass regulations about. So we need to really look. $7.5 million is a drop in the bucket in our budget, especially for the amount of services that soil and water conservation districts provide. So I would say, call your legislators, call the leadership, and tell them that this is important. But more than that, it's important for all of our state services and state agencies to have certainty and to have funding. And it's important for all of us as taxpayers and as citizens to have a balanced budget.
And are there any other final thoughts or topics that you'd like to talk about today that we haven't touched already?
As always, if anyone has anything that our office can do for them, they can always reach us at 324-5200 at our office in Litchfield. But I am always happy to hear about people's concerns, issues, and their ideas, because really the people who are dealing with this every day know better how Springfield can better serve them. So I'd love to hear your ideas.
Once again, that was State Representative for the 95th District, Avery Bourne. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.